Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Jerry Klein, head coach of Crete and Durham Hall. They are going back to the state tournament. They were runner-up there last year. And I mean to tell you, they had to earn it last night. It was some kind of a basketball game. Jerry, thank you for joining us.
Matthew, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, buddy.
Jay, explain how this thing ended last night with Eastridge, and everybody kind of thought it would be Eastridge and Crete and Durham Hall in the section finals. It was, and then it was decided in the final minute. What happened?
Well, I'll be honest, the last 3 years we played Woodbury and Eastridge in the section finals, and we've been fortunate enough to get the win, and all of them have been on the last plays of the game made by Trey Holloman, and we're lucky to have five on our side, I'll tell you that. He just makes plays.
What did he do? Didn't he have the game winner last night, or what was it?
Yep, he had we had the ball with 17 seconds left.
Wait, now you're down by one at the time, or what?
Yeah, we're down 51 to 50. We're down one, and he just makes a nice play, hits a 15-foot jumper with 2 seconds left, and it was good enough to be the game winner.
Wow. Illinois, by the way, hits the free throws and win it 54-53. Wow, just barely, Jerry, and that's why that we love the tournaments, just like your game last night. We'll come back to college basketball in a minute, but they've got Kendall Blue, of course, and you guys know each other well, and I understand it was a pretty good atmosphere out there last night.
Oh, just a great high school environment. It's what high school hoops is all about, and March Madness, and just Eastridge brought it, and their kids played hard and played well, and they're well coached, and I just I'm so happy for our kids and our coaching staff and our community. We just they made a 10-0 run, and we never backed down and kept our composure and played through a lot of adversity, and it was a well fought game, and we're just fortunate enough to be moving on to next week.
How do you guys compare to last year's team that went to the finals, lost to Wayzata?
Yeah, we're similar in a lot of ways. We've got guys that understand their roles, Maxie. We've got unselfish guys, and they're so coachable, and they like each other. And it's just been we've got 10 losses, but in those losses, we learned a lot and become better, and we are just excited about where we're at.
Well, I mean, you said that 10 losses, and nobody expected you guys to lose 10 games, to be quite honest with you, this year. And you had some new people, et cetera. And then you had some illness, the flu, some of that stuff. What happened this year? Because, you're used to Crete and running the table or, three-loss season, that kind of thing. You guys were kind of all over the map. What was that like in December and January?
Well, it's called adversity, right? We had a bunch of it. We make no excuses with the pandemic and some illness and stuff like that, but other teams had those situations as well. You want to be playing your best basketball in March, and we've won 8 in a row, like a lot of teams, and we just feel fortunate to be here, and we don't make excuses, right? We just come out and fight and keep competing, and that's what our guys have done, and our coaching staff has prepared our fellows, and they're ready for battle next week.
What'd you do to bring them together when you're getting through that? Because you knew you had the pieces.
Yeah. It's just believing. It's confidence, believing in their ability, and then just making sure that they're on the same page. I think what's a lost art is communicating to players, having a lot of one-on-one meetings, making sure the team is on the same page, and that we just kind of validate each other that there's no I in team. We're all together in this, and making sure that, yes, we have some dynamic players, but we can't do it without Miles Bollinger. We can't do it without Adam Tower. We can't do it without some of our other guys, and they stepped up and have been huge for us.
Now, you mentioned Trey Holloman, the much celebrated point guard that's going to Michigan State. What was the process like with him? You've had different players recruited, of course, since you've been there. What was it like for him in terms of the college recruiting process?
Yeah, I mean, he had over 30 or 40 offers. I don't even know the number. He could have picked anywhere he wanted to go. And I just think for Trey, he just fell in love with Coach Izzo and that staff as far as the way they recruited them, the way they did it the right way. They just really exhibited a lot of things that he wants to do as a point guard. And what point guard would want to play for Coach Izzo, right? I mean, he's a point guard kind of coach. And Trey can take Coach Izzo. There'll be a different level of that at that Division I level. Trey will be able to handle that. And the thing about Trey is anything that comes his way with adversity, he just rises up to the challenge, and he always finds a way to get it done. And, you know, love Coach Johnson, Coach Thor at Minnesota. They got the job, you know, it was a little bit late. But they're great. They're great recruiters and great guys, and they're getting a lot of Minnesota kids to stay home. But for Trey, this was a great natural fit for him, and we're excited.
Now, Jerry, you counsel a lot of players through this, because and those that leave and go play different places as well, like Hadley is transferred, et cetera. This transfer portal thing, how is that concerning to the high school players that come out and they're going, well, I don't know if they're going to recruit a grad transfer. How has that changed the game for where you sit? Because you talk to a lot of college coaches.
I've got a player right now, Donovan Kane, who pre-pandemic era, pre-transfer portal stuff, this guy's a Division I talent, would have probably anywhere from 15 to 25 offers. And, yes, he's only been 1 year with us, but to answer your question, Max, it's changed everything because now the colleges wait on these grad transfers to see,
sure,
hey, can I get a 22-year-old senior versus an 18-year-old freshman.
And that's what they're measuring is they're saying, yeah, we like your game, kid, but you're going to have to wait because we got to see what happens in April here, huh?
And that's where you see a lot of players now going to prep school because they just can't find maybe the place they want to go, or maybe it's the level or whatever. And so that's really becoming a factor. And you saw Kendall Blue do that, go to Sunrise Christian Academy, and some other players have done that out of Minnesota. And so, again, it's changed the culture and recruiting for colleges in a big time. It's really kind of hurt the high school student athlete.
Well, are there enough prep schools in the country, though, to facilitate that, or are more popping up? Because this has been, kind of problematic for a lot of high-end players.
You know, Max, I wish I could answer that. That would be a Tony Yazbek. Yaz would be able to know that one. I don't know how many prep schools are out there. I know, obviously, we've got some, but as far as the number, I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody says that. And I suppose, junior college, you can go, but then the clock starts ticking for you. That's kind of a lost art, too. But like you take a kid like Trey, who's been under the spotlight for a long time, and Izzo comes and talks to him. Does he say specifically, this is what we expect from you when you get there? This is what we think you can do? How in depth do they go? Or is it more like, hey, once we get you, we'll fill in the blanks?
No, those guys are direct. They want a guy who defends. They want a guy with some toughness. They want a guy that they know. I mean, I just remember hearing the conversations in our gym and listening to what Coach Izzo would say at USA Basketball out in Colorado when you go watch a talent out there, and they're very direct. And they're only going to recruit a certain kind of guy. Not everybody can play for Coach Izzo. That's just the truth.
Yep.
So you either going to fit what they do, or they're moving on to the next guy.
Yep. So they identify you. You want in. Okay, you don't. We move on. You want in. You're all in, and you're a Spartan, huh?
Absolutely.
That's interesting. Now, Daniel Turrell you had as well, and of course he had a nice career with the Gophers and then left, got drafted, etc. Where is he at right now?
He is with the Windy City Bulls and the Chicago Bulls G League, doing a fantastic job, putting up some serious numbers. We're hoping that he gets back in the league. If not this year, obviously have a chance next year, but he's putting up massive double-doubles, doing well. But again, we'll see where his future holds, but he's got, still high aspirations, and we're hoping the best for him.
And guys like that looking for a 10-day, is that their next step for them, and then you hope you impress somebody and stick, or how is that game played?
Yeah, he's had about three or four of those, Max,
yeah,
where he's had the 10-dayers in Toronto and, the Clippers, and I think it was Denver or something like that. But it's kind of crazy because with all the COVID and players and all the things they get to do for exemptions, yeah, you hope he sticks on somewhere that someone can use a power forward of his ability. And we'll see how that transpires.
Jerry, you get seated, of course, this week, and then you figure it out from there. But you've had a chance to at least scan the Class 4A field. What stands out to you?
Talent, yeah, and talent. I mean, Park Center, Wayzata, looks like Eden Prairie might upset Shakopee here. I don't know if you want to call an upset, but they're up 12 with under 5 minutes left. But Owatonna won tonight. And so, I mean, you got just a plethora of talent everywhere in this level, and who's ever going to survive Saturday night has earned it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you guys, have, you play each other a lot, or, you know, there's a lot of common opponents. You know a lot about these other teams, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Park Center's loaded. Wayzata's loaded. I mean, ECU's really talented squad. So, again, we know these teams. We play them. So, there's not like there's any hidden surprises. You know, you got to have your best players playing at a high level this time of year. There's no question.
And it looks like that's where you guys are at right now.
Yeah, we're fortunate, and we're playing a really good brand of basketball. And again, we're just, you know, like I said, we're happy to be here, but we're not satisfied. We got some unfinished business from last year, and we know that it's going to take a lot, and we're excited for the opportunity.
And Tuesday is when it starts for you, right?
Yeah, we have a seating tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and then we, we'll play at the Target Center at Tuesday, either 10, noon, 2, or 4, and then it turns over to Williams Arena after that.
All fun, though. All good stuff. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Hey, Max, we appreciate you and all your coverage of prep sports. You're awesome, man.
Our pleasure completely, and say hi to the Yaz Bowl.
I will do it.
Okay. Sure. Jerry Klein.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.